From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, the Marines have never encountered Windows 10. Now that the Defense Department has mandated all services move to Windows 10 by 2017, it's a new beach for the Marine Corps to storm. The IT staff figure they've got about 130,000 computers to upgrade. The upgrade comes when the Marine Corps is investing more in its cyber accounts, even while pairing troops. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni has more.
The Defense Department is making big changes to desktops around the department. In November, it mandated all DoD information systems be upgraded to Windows 10 by 2017. Now, when you upgrade your operating system at home, it's a fairly simple process. Click the upgrade button, wait a few minutes, maybe configure some new options. But it's a lot different when you have to upgrade something on a massive scale. The Marine Corps is trying to untangle the kinks involved with upgrading to Windows 10 before the 2017 deadline. Here's Executive Assistant for Marine Corps Headquarters, Command, Control, Communications, and Computers, Ronald Zick, on the challenges the Marines face.
We've got 90,000 unclassified computers. We have probably another 30,000 tactical computers that we have to put it onto. We have programs of record. Think about every sort of vehicle. Everything is connected now. So how do I do this? Good God. If y'all have any idea how to do it, please come see me. It's hard. We're moving out. We're going to do it. We're going to take the low-hanging fruit first. We're going to figure out how to do it. We're going to get our lessons learned, and then we're going to start nibbling away at the harder projects. But Windows 10 is huge. It's going to have some significant security advantages for us. So Marine Corps is all in on getting it done. If you ask me today, can we get there? I'm going to tell you absolutely. I just don't know how yet. So if your company has some Windows 10 experience, if you've got experts on how to do 120,000 unclassified, well, we're probably talking 130,000 computers on multiple networks, multiple programs. If you know how to do it, let me know.
Zick was speaking at an AFSCME event in Vienna, Virginia. Right now, the services and DoD components are waiting for what is called a secure host baseline. A secure host baseline is a pre-configured and security-hardened image that contains an organization's operating system. It provides administrators with a common core operating system and makes it easier to identify and isolate anomalies. The baseline reduces security risks and lowers the cost of managing networks. Right now, the Defense Information Systems Agency and the National Security Agency are working on a secure host baseline. Zick said it should be finished within a month. He added that the Marines are doing all the preliminary work now, so when Windows 10 is ready, they can begin implementing it. Here's Zick again.
So our objective is to finish in 2016, not 2017. So we've started the planning. We're working with our contract partners, with Systems Command, with DISA on the image to make sure that once Windows 10 is ready to go technically, that we roll it out as quick as possible. Our objective is the day it's published is the day we start to execute.
Upgrading all the information systems to Windows 10 gives DoD a huge amount of consistency when it comes to cybersecurity. Right now, the department has a lot of aging desktops. Here's Vice President of Sales at SteelCloud, Nigel Hughes, on how DoD will benefit from moving to Windows 10.
Of course, the Department of Defense has everything. I have Windows 10. It is the latest OS. It is a marked improvement over where we were. And in the Department of Defense, we're going to find all kinds of things. There's going to be Windows 7 and 8, of course. And then we'll even find some XP. There's a lot of aging desktops in and around the department that will all benefit from being able to move to the state-of-the-art OS that will provide for much greater communication, consistency, reliability, and security. If everybody has the same security platform, I think it's going to make tremendous benefit to the department.
While Windows 10 may minimize security risks, DoD also has to make sure that the security technical implementation guides are put into place. Those are configuration standards set by DoD and the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Each desktop must be in compliance with those standards. Here's Hughes again.
Yes, it is a significant undertaking. I think that it does require participation from the departments, from the agencies, from the systems integrators in order to bring this about, especially in the time frame that the memo dictates for it must be done by January 2017. So the opportunity, I think, is to provide assistance, but I think what's actually required here is to have the secure host baseline where there is a baseline standard that can be deployed as a baseline throughout the Department of Defense. And then, of course, it's not just the Windows, it's the various applications that each of those desktops support. And they, too, have to be locked down in compliance with the STIG. And there, sometimes there is a disconnect. That is to say that the app conflicts with the STIG standard or the STIG standard conflicts with the app.
Cyber priorities have been more and more paramount to the Marines in recent years. The Defense Department and the services are realizing how important cyber is to the combat landscape. DoD has already created the Defense Innovation Initiative, which funnels money into investments like cyber. Last fall, Marine Corps Deputy Commandant Lieutenant General Robert Walsh said the Marine Corps is willing to make reductions in capacity of its forces to grow its capabilities in cyber. Here's Walsh at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We have to be able to look at this future force to go, we know that in the information warfare area, cyber, space, leveraging space capabilities, ambiguous warfare, PSYOPs, that area there that you're seeing a lot of proliferation in. We know we've got to invest in that area, but where does it come from? So I think the key thing that the Commandant's got is we've got us looking at is he's kind of given us direction to take risk in capacity to be able to ensure that we grow the capability where we need to do. So those trades, taking a look at that, that an infantry battalion may look a little bit smaller in some ways, but you may add more cyber information warfare capability. So that's definitely an area that we're looking at.
How much the Marine Corps will invest in cyber in future years remains to be seen. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is expected to outline the fiscal 2017 budget in the next weeks. That announcement may give more insight into the future of cyber for the Marines. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.
Read Scott's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.